我哋今日嘅经文系嚟自《列王记下》6:8-23。我哋首先用广东话读，再用英文读。
I apologize for the video. I'm having some problems with my camera, but I will continue on. Today's scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 23. The worship leader will read this first in Cantonese, then it will be read in English.
列王记六章八节，亚兰王与以色列人争战，和他的神仆商议说：我要在某处某处安营。神人打发人去见以色列王，说：你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来了。以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉、所警戒的、警戒他去的地方，就防备未受其害，不至一两次。亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，召了神仆来，对他们说：我们这里有谁帮助以色列王？你们不指给我么？有一个神仆说：我主我王，无人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙将和在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王了。王说：你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。有人告诉王说他在多同，王就打发车马和大军往那里去，夜间到了，围困那城。神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见军马军兵团围困了城，仆人对神人说：哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？神人说：不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的在的更多。以利沙祷告说：耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙，敌人下到以利沙那里。以利沙祷告耶和华说：求你使这些人的眼目昏迷。耶和华就照以利沙的话，使他们的眼目昏迷。以利沙对他们说：这不是那道，也不是那城，你们跟我去，我必领你们到所寻找的那人那里。于是领他们到了撒玛利亚。他们进了撒玛利亚，以利沙祷告说：耶和华啊，求你开这些人的眼目，使他们能看见。耶和华开他们的眼目，他们就看见了，不料在撒玛利亚的城中。以色列王见了他们，就问以利沙说：我父啊，我可以击杀他们么？回答说：不可击杀他们，就是用你刀、用刀、用弓攜来的，岂可击杀他们么？当在他们面前摆设饮食，使他们吃喝回到他们的主人那里。王就为他们预备了许多食物，他们吃喝完了，打发他们回到他们主人那里。从此亚兰王、亚兰军不再犯以色列境了。
Verse 8. When the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, "We will mobilize our forces at such and such a place." But immediately Elijah, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, "Do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there." So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elijah warned the king so that he would be on the alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, "Which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans?" "It's not us, my lord, the king," one of the officers replied. "Elijah, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom." "Go and find out where he is," the king commanded, "so I can send troops to seize him." And the report came back, "Elijah is at Dothan." So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elijah. "Don't be afraid," Elijah told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elijah prayed, "Oh Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elijah was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elijah prayed, "Oh Lord, make them blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elijah had asked. Then Elijah went out and told them, "You have come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I will take you to the man you're looking for." And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elijah prayed, "Oh Lord, now open their eyes and let them see." So the Lord opened their eyes and they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elijah, "My father, should I kill them? Should I kill them?" "Of course not," Elijah replied. "Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master." So the king made a great feast for them and sent them home to their master. After that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
今日程牧师为我哋嘅信息系灵性的醒觉第一讲。
The title of today's message is Spiritual Awareness, given by Pastor Wilson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're told in the initial scene of our narrative that Elijah, the prophet of God, is given spiritual insights.
咁喺呢个故事嘅叙述嘅开头，我哋睇到呢个神嘅仆人以利沙，佢得到一个属灵嘅洞察。
The living God has given Elisha spiritual sight.
这个活神将一个属灵的眼光给到以利沙。
And we know that from verse 11, because every time the king of Aram, which is Syria, an enemy of Israel, who's at war with Israel, tries to make a move, the king of Israel knows about it.
因为你看到这个叙述说，当这个亚兰王去做任何的举动的时候呢，以色列人都知道，这个以色列王都知道。
Do you see what it says in verse 11? This enraged the king of Aram. He summons his officers and demanded of them, "Tell me, which of you is on the side of the king of Israel?"
在第十一节，他说亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，召了神仆来对他们说，我们这里有谁帮助以色列王，你们不指给我吗？
The Assyrian king,the king of Aram is enraged.
这个亚兰王很惊讶，很怀疑。
And his officers around him respond, "It's none of us, it's Elisha."
咁周围佢嘅神仆咧都同佢哋讲，啊，唔系我哋，系以利沙。
Elisha, the prophet of God, is somehow knowing about your plans.
这个以利沙是神的先知，他不知道用什么方法，但是知道亚兰王的计划。
And so because Syria is at war with Israel, the king has a plan. Let's seize, capture Elisha. He's in Dotham.
这个，因为他们打紧仗，所以这个亚兰王就有个计划，就是要捉住以利沙，以利沙当时在多摊这个地方。
And so as you have just read in the text, you see that the king sends a huge army to sack the city.
咁我哋睇到刚才经文就系话呢个亚兰王咧带一队大嘅军队就包围住呢个城。
So that means probably people will lose their life, and Elisha is sought after and attempted to be captured.
咁好多人可能因此咧被杀，而佢哋嘅目的咧就系捉住以利沙。
Now the narrative moves on, and the second scene unfolds before us, and Elijah and his servant are in that city.
咁第二幕嘅故事俾我哋睇到以利沙同埋佢嘅仆人咧，就喺个舍城里边。
And as you see in the text, they're surrounded. They're surrounded by the enemy. They're surrounded by the Syrian army. And the servant of Elisha is petrified.
咁佢哋俾呢个大嘅亚兰王嘅军队咧包围住，咁以利沙嘅仆人咧就好惊啦。
And you see verse 17, Elisha prays.
咁啊，第十七节以利沙祈祷。
And open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
咁以利沙祷告就系话：耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
In other words, there were legions of angels. The Lord God is the Lord of hosts, the host of angels.
呢啲都系神嘅天使天君。
In other words, as you'll see on slide 2, the servant of Elisha could see the physical reality. He could see the physical reality, but now he could also see the spiritual reality.
咁啊，俾我哋睇到以利沙嘅仆人咧，佢睇到一个物质嘅实在，而家咧佢就睇到个属灵嘅现实。
He could see before just the physical. Now he has spiritual insight. He could see the spiritual forces before him.
之前佢只系睇到一个物质嘅力量，一个物体嘅力量，而家佢睇到一个属灵嘅力量喺当中。
And what did he see? He saw that the angels, the hosts of the Lord, were greater than the enemy.
佢睇到耶神嘅军队，神嘅天使比敌人嘅系更加大。
And so, what's the point of telling us all of this in the narrative?
咁喺呢个故事嘅叙述里边，讲俾我哋听呢啲嘢有咩作用咧？
Blindness is impaired ability to recognize the truth.
瞎眼嘅意思就系话你冇咗个能力去睇清楚真理。
And so my question to you this morning is this: How is your spiritual awareness today?
咁我今日要问你嘅就系话你属灵上边嘅察觉系有冇咧？
Blindness in the Bible, and actually the way we use the word at several levels, is an impaired ability to recognize the truth.
瞎眼喺圣经上面嘅角度或者唔同嘅层面嘅形容，就系话我哋唔能够去睇清楚呢个真理真实嘅状况。
Physical blindness is an impaired ability to recognize the truth of what actually is in the physical environment.
咁喺我哋身体上嘅眼盲，就系话我哋冇咗个能力去睇清楚现实物质环境系点样。
Right, that's the sad state of being blind, right? Physically, there might be things out there coming at you. You can't see them. You can't see because you're blind.
瞎眼就系话，好可惜嘅就系话，有啲嘢系嚟紧你嗰度，但系你自己睇唔到。
And as slide 3 would show, you'll see.Is spiritual blindness is an impaired ability to see what is spiritually around you.
属灵嘅瞎眼就系话我哋睇唔到周围属灵嘅状况。
And in the Bible, therefore, physical blindness represents spiritual blindness, and physical sightedness, getting physical sight, represents getting spiritual sight.
咁喺圣经，所以话。一个肉身上的眼盲就也都是代表着属灵上面的眼盲，是看不到实在的东西和属灵上的东西。
For example, in the New Testament, the famous narrative story of Saul, who became the Apostle Paul on his conversion experience on the road to Damascus.
例如在新约圣经里面，我们看到扫罗其后变成保罗，他在大马色路上的转变。
If you recall that narrative, Paul's blinded, literally, and physically by a bright light.
咁如果你记得嘅话咧，呢个扫罗喺路上边，因住一个大光嘅缘故咧，佢系眼系肉身上系盲咗，亦都系属灵上系盲咗。
What's happening to Paul is he's meeting the resurrected glorified Christ.
佢喺当时嘅时间系见到系从死里复活嘅耶稣基督。
And he's physically blinded.
佢肉身上系眼系盲咗嘅。
Why is that?
点解咧？
Well, it's God's way of saying it's because you're spiritually blind, Saul.
呢个就系话，好似神去向住扫罗讲，佢话因为你喺属灵上边亦都系眼盲嘅。
And if you're familiar with that New Testament narrative, Paul gets his physical sight back.
咁后跟住落嚟嘅时间就系话，保罗嘅眼睛咧就开翻，可以睇到嘢。
It's as he gets his spiritual sight that he comes to see who Jesus really is.
就是当他的属灵的眼睛也都开翻去睇到耶稣基督究竟是哪一个。
There are several other examples in the Bible too. For example, in John chapter 9, Jesus heals a man born blind.
咁圣经其他嘅例子，例如喺约翰福音第九章，耶稣基督医好一个生嚟眼盲嘅人。
Jesus doesn't just leave that person at that just being healed physically, right?
耶稣基督唔单止系医治好佢肉身嘅眼盲。
The man born blind in John 9 is led to faith by Christ.
而呢个眼盲嘅人咧，唔单止要睇翻嘢，而系咧佢更加系相信耶稣基督。
Not only is he given physical sight, he's given spiritual sight.
唔单止得到一个肉身嘅视力，而系一个属灵嘅视力。
And the Pharisees, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, are looking on at that scene, and they're upset.
而法利赛人喺周围睇住呢件事情发生嘅时候咧，佢哋好唔开心。
And in John chapter 9, when Jesus confronts them, this is what he says, and I have this on slide 4. John 9:39, for judgment I have come into this world so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind.
咁耶稣去向佢对质，喺约翰福音第九章39节嗰度讲话，耶稣话：我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
The Pharisees, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, heard him saying this and said, "What? What are you saying to us?"
咁呢啲法利赛人听到吓，呢啲属灵嘅领袖听到耶稣咁讲，佢哋好诧异话：耶稣你讲乜嘢
？Are you saying Jesus that we're blind too？
又话耶稣你系咪话我哋都系盲咗啦
？And Jesus responds to the Pharisees in verse 41: Since you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
耶稣喺第41节佢向佢哋回复话：但如今你们说我们能看见。他说所以你们的罪还在。
When Jesus says that, what he means is, yes, he's actually, you are spiritually blind. Yes, you are.
耶稣其实就是说你们属灵上面真是盲的。
But he's not just saying that. And what he's saying is, if you think you're spiritually sighted, it's a sign that you're really spiritually blind.
耶稣其实就是讲紧话，如果你以为你自己在属灵上面看得到的时候，实际上你属灵上面是盲的。
And if you know something of your spiritual blindness, it's a sign that you're becoming spiritually sighted.
如果你认为你自己在属灵上面是盲的时候呢，反之其实你是开始想得到这个属灵的视力。
Now, are there two things we learn?From the narrative in 2 Kings 6.
在列王记下第六章这个故事，我们学到两样东西。
First of all, it tells us about spiritual sight.
第一就是说属灵的眼光。
And as I just explained, that's the ability to see your spiritual surroundings.
就是说你那个看到你属灵环境的能力。
Or to put it another way, it's to know spiritual reality.
换句话讲，就是看到属灵的现实。
And the scriptures make it absolutely clear that spiritual sight is a gift. It's a gift from God.
圣经讲得很清楚，这个属灵的视力是神的礼物。
That means it's not natural for anybody.
即是说呢，不是每一个人都是能够自然有的。
Let me ask you, because you've just read this narrative, this portion of 2 Kings 6, who are the bad guys here in the narrative?
咁头先列王记下呢个故事里边，边一啲人系坏人呢？
If you said the Syrian soldiers, who are the enemies of Israel, you're right.
如果你话系呢啲亚述嘅军队咧，咁你讲得啱。
They're the bad guys because they've been marauding, right? Pillaging, raping, killing, and enslaving.
佢哋一路都系喺度掠夺，喺度抢掠，喺度强暴去杀人。
Now those Syrian soldiers are coming to get Elisha, the prophet of God.
而呢啲亚兰王嘅军队咧，就要嚟捉以利沙神嘅仆人。
And they're going to destroy anything that gets in their way.
咁佢哋沿路如果遇到任何阻碍咧，佢哋都要去完全嘅去摧毁佢哋。
So in the narrative before us in 2 Kings 6, they're the bad guys. They're the antagonists.
佢哋咧就系呢啲嘅坏人。
And of course, as we'll see, they're struck with what? Spiritual, physical blindness to show them they're spiritually blind.
当然跟住我哋睇到就系话佢哋咧系因为佢哋肉身上边嘅眼睛系睇唔到嘢，俾我哋睇到其实佢哋属灵上边都系睇唔到嘢。
But notice also, at the same time, Elisha's servant knows God. He's a monotheist.
咁但系同时间你要留意到以利沙嘅仆人，佢认识神，佢相信单一嘅神。
The Syrians are polytheists. That means they worship many gods.
而这个亚兰王的军队呢，他们相信很多很多的神。
But Elisha's servant knows, he knows the God of Israel.
而以利沙的仆人呢，就认识以色列的神。
Yet, did you notice in the text? He too can't see spiritual reality.
但经文给我们看到这个仆人也都看不到属灵的现实。
We know that from the text because later on, Elisha is going to have to pray in verse 20, Lord, open the eyes of these men.
咁因为以利沙喺后嚟喺二十节嗰度要去祈祷，佢话求你哋开呢啲人嘅眼睛。
Isn't it intriguing that both the bad guys and the good guys are prayed for by the prophet Elisha?
好有趣嘅地方就系话。以利沙要为这班坏人和这个好人去祈祷。
Again, he prays twice, open their eyes that they may see.
以利沙祈祷了两次，是叫神开他们的眼目，让他们看到。
In other words, we're all naturally spiritually blind.
换句话说，在自然上，是我们每一个人属灵上都是盲的。
Right, there's a spectrum of people. There are nice people, there are nasty people. There are moral people, there are immoral people.
其实有很多不同的人，有好的人，有坏的人，有道德的人，有些无道德的人。
We're all spiritually blind.
我们全部都是属灵上是眼盲。
Paul spells that out in the New Testament in Ephesians 4. He says, our foolish hearts are darkened.
保罗在以弗所书第四章讲得很清楚，就是说我们无知的心是昏暗的。
And what Paul's referring to there is we're all insensitive to spiritual realities.
他说我们每一个人对于属灵的现况都不敏感。
We repress them, we don't like them.
我们不喜欢他们，我们压抑着他们。
And this is a big, big problem for both the believer and the non-believer.
这个对于信的人和不信的人都是一个很大的问题。
I hope you see that in the text, in the scriptural text before us.
我希望你在这个经文里面可以看得清楚。
The Arameans, the Syrians, who are the enemies of God's people Israel, are the non-believers. They don't worship the God of Israel.
这些亚兰王的军队他们是不去 敬拜以色列嘅神。
Elijah's servant does worship the God of Israel. He believes in Yahweh.
而以利沙嘅仆人咧，佢相信神，佢相信以色列嘅神，佢敬拜佢。
Elijah prays for both of them. Open, Lord, open their eyes that they may see.
而以利沙咧，为到呢两边嘅人都要祈祷，开佢哋嘅眼目，让佢哋睇到。
Again, there's so many examples in the Bible of this. In the New Testament, in John chapter 3, you read about Nicodemus, a moral, Bible-believing person.
同样其他嘅例子，譬如喺约翰福音里边，呢个尼哥底母，一个有道德嘅人，佢相信圣经嘅人。
And in the very next chapter, John chapter 4, you read about the woman at the well of Samaria. She's a pagan, a non-moral person.
而去到第四章。在这个井旁的撒玛利亚的妇人，她一个无道德的人。
If you're familiar with the woman at the well of Samaria, she had several husbands and was presently living with a man.
耶稣基督给我们看到她有几曾经有几个丈夫，而现在也都跟另一个男人一起住。
Yet both Nicodemus, a moral person,and the Samaritan woman, an immoral person, need to be born again or born from above.
但是两个人，尼哥底母同埋呢个撒玛利亚妇人，一个是有道德，一个冇道德，佢哋两个人都要重生，从上头而嚟重生。
They both need the regenerating, illuminating power of the Holy Spirit.
佢哋两个人都要从圣灵里边得到呢个重生嘅能力，让佢哋可以看见。
In other words, we're all spiritually blind, good or bad, and no matter who you are.
所以无论你是咩人，你是好人又好，坏人又好，你哋都是属灵上边是眼盲嘅。
And that's why spiritual sight is a gift from God.
所以有属灵嘅目光视野是一个神嘅礼物。
I hope you're understanding this because becoming a Christian is not like turning over a new leaf.
我希望你睇得好清楚，因为去成为一个基督徒唔系将一块叶反过嚟咁简单。
Becoming a Christian is not just working harder，
亦都唔系净系要努力啲。
It's not an extension of the things you're already doing，
唔系你一路做紧嘅嘢去继续做落去就系。
It's not like I'm finally saying， oh， I'm going to get on the ball， I'm going to live the way I ought to live。
唔系话突然间啊，我觉得。我要去过一个我应该要过的生活，咁就系啦。
A lot of people mistakenly think that's what it means to be a Christian.
好多人喺呢个层面上面有误解，以为咁样就系做一个基督徒。
No, the Bible says it's much more radical than that. It's like getting a new faculty, like getting sight.
但圣经话咧，呢个唔系咁简单，而系一个更加激进嘅。好似一个全新嘅眼光。
Conversion is being ushered into a whole new realm of reality.
去改变成为基督徒，就好似我哋完全进入一个新嘅角度里边。
It's as if you were in the dark and now you're in the light. You know, it's like you never knew that this spiritual reality existed.
就好似以前你在黑暗里面，突然间你进入了这里，突然间看得很清楚，看到这个属灵的，有这个属灵的势力。
Christianity is much more radical than just becoming a good person.
做个基督徒不是只是单单要做一个好人。
And that's the value of having all these divinely ordained metaphors that you have in the Bible, pointing to that.
所以我们才有圣经里面这么多的比喻去指向这件事。
Imagine a person is not just legally blind, but born without any visual ability at all.
想象一个人，他生来就看不到任何的东西。
That person has no concept of light and darkness or color or anything.
这个人完全不知道什么叫光暗或者任何的颜色。
He or she is totally,absolutely blind.
他是完全的盲了。
And suppose they grow up, and you meet them, and you're talking to them.
譬如他长大，你见到他们，你跟他们说话。
And a person born blind says to you, I've been hearing people talk about red, blue, yellow, and I'm trying to think, what does that mean?
咁呢个人同你讲话啊，我听到好多人讲到关于红色、蓝色、黄色，咁我想谂下究竟系咩意思咧？
And they continue to talk to you, and they say, is red like the sound of a trumpet, or does it feel like wool?
咁我谂下啊，红色系咪就好似一个喇叭嘅声，或者系好似一个羊毛嘅一个感觉咧？
And you might say, not really.
咁你可能讲话唔系喎。
That's because what? Sight is not an extension of hearing or feeling.
因为视力唔系只系一个声音或者一个感受嘅延伸。
Physical sight allows you to perceive realities that hearing and touching can't perceive, right? You can't perceive it.
视力让你睇到嗰个现实系。那个现况是听觉同埋触觉唔能够俾到你。
Therefore, there's no way for you to even imagine what color, light, darkness are like until you get the faculty of sight.
所以呢你唔能够去想象一下究竟颜色、光或者暗系乜嘢，除非你真系得到呢个视力。
A lot of people think becoming a Christian is basically an extension of what you already are doing.
有的好多人以为成为一个基督徒就是只是你做紧嘅嘢嘅一个延伸。
We ought to obey the golden rule, which is to do unto others what you want done to you.
咁我哋就你话啊，我哋要去去遵守呢个黄金嘅律例，就系话咩咧？就话你想人点对你，你就要点对人。
And people fall.Faulty thinking would think, well, as a Christian, then I'm really going to ask God to help to really live as I should.
你话啊，我要做一个基督徒，我就问求神咧，俾我去过一个我应该要过嘅生活，咁就系啦。
Right, we believe that God exists, and we know that He exists. You can do that without spiritual sight.
我哋知道，我哋相信神去系存在嘅，我哋都可以相信。就算我哋冇呢个属灵嘅眼光
，You can even say, "Oh, I believe in God. I'm going to pray more." You could do that without spiritual sight.
你甚至乎可以话我相信神，我想多啲祈祷。但系呢样嘢，就算你冇呢个属灵嘅视力，你都可以做。
That's not becoming a Christian.
但系呢个并唔系代表你系成为一个基督徒。
Jesus said, "I came that the blind might." See, I came to bring them new birth.
耶稣话我嚟系使到眼盲嘅可以睇得见，我将新生带俾佢哋。
You know what Jesus is saying? I came not just to make people nicer, but I came to make them new creatures.
耶稣话我嚟唔系只系令到一啲人变得更加好，我嚟系要将佢哋去成为一个新造嘅人。
And as you'll see on slide 5, spiritual sight means ideas that were either silly or abstract to you become compelling and amazing, and you digest them and you undergo a change.
属灵嘅眼光视野。即是话从前对你来讲是愚蠢的东西虚无缥缈的东西现在变成了一个推动力让你看得到让你得到改变。
Biblical truths become real to you. You're thrilled by them.
圣经的真理是能够激励你去让是对你来讲变得真实。
And those very truths change you permanently.
这个真理去使到你去永远改变。
And you want to know more about God. You want to know about the teaching of His Word.
你想更加多嘅认识神，想更加多嘅去睇神话语嘅教导。
That's a description of seeing spiritually.
呢个就系话属灵上边能够睇得见。
You see, Elisha's servant in the narrative here, he would have known a lot about the God of Israel.
例如呢个以利沙嘅仆人，佢应该对神系好认识。
Right, because he's around the prophet of God, Elisha, all the time, right? He has the right theology and the right doctrine.
因为他经常在以利沙的旁边，他听到很多关于神的话语的东西，他应该有一个正对于神的教义或者是神学呢，有一个正确的认识。
The servant of the prophet Elisha knew God was around him, but he didn't see him.
他知道神在这个以利沙的周围，但是他看不到。
In other words, he knew it in his head, it didn't affect his heart, the core of his being.
即是说他在头脑上去认识知道，但是并不是影响到他的心。
It didn't affect the way in which he lived or how he saw the world.
这件事并没有去影响到他怎样去过他的生活，怎样看这个世界。
But when he saw it, he changed.
但是当他看到的时候，他就得到改变。
When the spiritual reality of an idea that was just an abstraction grips him, grips his very heart, it changes him.
当这个读属灵的实况，这个意念从前是虚无的，但是现在已经捉住了它，去改变了它。
You know, I know plenty of people who believe in a God of forgiveness, yet they struggle with a lot of shame and a lot of guilt.
我知道很多人都相信一个会宽恕人的神，但是他们对于他们很多的羞辱，很多的内疚，他们很挣扎。
They believe God said you shouldn't commit adultery, you shouldn't steal. They believe the Ten Commandments, but they give in. They give in. They don't obey them. They give in to the sinful nature.
他们相信神讲话，你不应该去有这个通奸，你不应该去偷东西，但是他们是俾佢哋嘅罪性去胜过，而佢哋去行咗呢啲嘢。
What is it to say? I know God says this is wrong, but so what? I'm going to do it anyway.
即咩意思咧？就话我知道神讲呢啲嘢系唔啱嘅，但系我都照做啦。
What is that to say? You know something, but you don't see it.
就好似话你知道有啲嘢，但系你睇唔到，就系咁嘅意思。
That means you may know it in the abstract, but you don't really see it.
就好似话你可能喺概念上面你认识，但系你睇唔到。
Because if you had spiritual sight, it would change you.
因为如果你有一个属灵嘅视力嘅时候，呢样嘢应该可以改变你。
Don't misunderstand me. Getting spiritual sight is not just becoming a nicer person.Or becoming a more moral person.
你要留意就是说得到这个属灵的视力并不是说要藉着你成为一个更加好的人更加有道德的人。
You may listen to a sermon or read the Bible and you may say, I've heard this before, but now I see. With spiritual sight, it's like the Bible comes alive.
你可以说去听这个讲道去看这个圣经你可以说我听过了那我但是要有一个属灵的视力就是说你听过看过这些东西要在你里面成为一个活的话语。
It's like seeing light on every page of the Bible. It's truly a living word.
就好像你看每一页的圣经都有亮光在里面是成为一个活的话语。
And when that happens, what's going on?
当这样发生的时候有什么事呢?
Well, it's the gift of spiritual sight.God has given that to you.
就是说神去给这个属灵的视力是一个礼物给到你。
He gives you a new heart.
他给这个新的心。
Now on slide 6, you'll see secondly, what does that mean that you've become alive to spiritual realities?
在这个属灵的现实里面你成为一个有肉一个活着的人是什么意思呢?
What are we blind to? What are these spiritual realities?
那我们盲看不到什么呢? 什么叫做属灵的真实呢?
What are the conditions of being spiritually blind?
那在属灵上面黑眼就是什么意思呢?
Well, the Aramean soldiers, the Syrian soldiers are struck with blindness.
那这些亚兰王的军队他们变得黑眼。
Right? When we read 2 Kings 6, the text says that Elijah has prayed for this condition and the Lord provided. The Lord struck the Aramean soldiers with blindness.
伊利沙去向神去祈祷，使到呢啲亚兰军队系睇唔到嘢。
And we see God doing that a lot in the Bible. For example, as we alluded to before, the Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road.
就好似之前我哋提过，保罗喺呢个以马忤斯嘅路上边，亦都有咁嘅经历。
If you're familiar with the Book of Acts, you'll know that the men trying to attack the angel of Sodom were struck with blindness.
咁呢啲人去尝试去。攻击所多玛入边嘅天使嘅时候，佢哋都盲咗。
In the Bible, very often spiritual blindness is shown by striking them with physical blindness.
喺个圣经好多时咧，属灵嘅黑眼就系在用呢、这个肉身上面嘅黑眼去代表。
These Syrian soldiers are now physically blind to show off their spiritual blindness.
呢啲亚兰王嘅军队吓，俾我哋睇到，因为因着佢哋肉身嘅黑眼，俾我哋睇到佢属灵上边都系黑眼。
So what is the condition of spiritual blindness？
咁属灵嘅黑眼有啲咩嘅处境咧
？Well, you'll see this on slide 7. Spiritual blindness means to be blind in 3 things.
属灵上嘅黑眼就即系睇唔到三样嘢。
The depth of your sin, 2. The beauty of grace, and 3.The blindness itself.
第一就是说你的罪的深几咁深，第二就是说恩典的美丽，第三就是说黑眼这个本身。
What does it mean to be blind to the depth of your sin?
对于我们的罪有几深是黑眼是什么意思呢？
Well, look at the soldiers in the text. The soldiers thought they were just following orders. You know, the king of Syria says, go over there, capture Elijah, and they do it.
这些亚兰的军队他们以为只是跟随这个命令去做、这个王叫他们去捉以利沙，那他们照做了。
But what they're blind to is they don't know that they're fighting God.
但他们看不到的就是说他们其实是向神去争战。
And in the same way, until you get spiritual sight, you might admit that you're flawed and not perfect.
你可能会去承认你是有缺陷，你是不完美。
You might admit that you do bad things.
你可能承认你做一些坏的事。
You may have some concept of the truth that you're not perfect, just like everyone else.
你可能对这个真理说你是不完美，就好像其他人都承认那样。
But do you not really understand until you truly get spiritual sight.
但除非你有一个属灵的视力，否则你不能够完全真的明白你的罪是怎样。
When God gives you that, you see the depth of your sin.
神将这个属灵的眼光给你的时候，你才会看到你的罪的深。
You can't see your sin in the light of God's truth without spiritual awareness.
如果没有一个属灵的意识的时候，你看不到神的真理。
And in analogy, it's just like being physically blind to seeing things in light. You know, when you're physically blind, everything is dark.
就好似一个黑眼，肉身上黑眼的比喻就是周围的东西，就算在光的环境里面，你看到的只是一片的黑暗。
Before your eyes are open spiritually, you understand sin as maybe discrete violations of rules.
当你未得到这个属灵的视力的时候，你认为罪只是去违反了一些条例规条。
Right, that's your understanding of sin without spiritual sight. You're violating the rules, you're breaking the rules. And maybe you might regret it when it messes up your life.
咁你对罪的认识就只是单单是这样，因为你去犯了一些例，犯了一些规条，可能个你看到那个结果就是只是使到你的生命是一塌糊涂。
In contrast, when spiritual sight is given to you, as your heart is regenerated by the Holy Spirit, then both of these things change.
相反的就是说，如果你得到这个属灵的视力的时候，你的心去改变。
Now you see what God says concerning who you really are.
你就真正睇到神话你系边一个。
You say, of course, sin is breaking rules. If God says, don't do this, you don't do that. That's a sin, of course.
没错，神话唔好做呢啲嘢，而你去做嘅时候咧，你系犯咗罪。
But now, you see, God's revealing light has shown you the pervasive attitude of your heart. It is sinful bent. Your sinful nature is bent towards that.
但系你有呢个属灵嘅眼光，神俾你睇到嘅时候，你就睇到你个心嗰个态度系几咁邪恶。
You realize this problem, this sin problem is pervasive. It's extraordinarily deep. It affects every part of you.
你就睇到呢个罪系影响住你生你嘅人嘅每一个部分。呢个罪系几咁深入嘅，无处不在喺你嘅里边。
If you ask a person without spiritual sight, are you a good person? You know what they'll say? Well, I've done a lot of bad things, but I've done a lot of good things.
如果你问一个普通人冇属灵眼光嘅人，你系咪一个好人？咁嗰个人可能会话啊，我做咗好多唔好嘅嘢，但系我都做咗好多嘅嘢，好嘅嘢。
If you ask a person with spiritual sight, are you a good person?They'll say, well, I've done bad things, but even the good things I've done for the wrong reasons.
咁如果你问一个有属灵眼光视力嘅人咧，你系咪一个好人啊？咁佢可能佢就会答，我做咗好多唔好嘅嘢，甚至乎嗰啲我做好嘅嘢咧，其实个出发点都系唔好嘅。
The person with spiritual sight would say, I do good things ultimately to control God, so he has to bless me.
佢会继续话：我做呢啲嘅好嘢，只系想控制神，以致佢可以祝福我。
Or I do good to control other people's thinking of me, so that I could look good. I could have a good image before them.
我做一啲嘅好嘢，只不过想俾人睇到我有一个好好嘅形象。
Then I'll get the respect that people will give me because I appear good.
然后咧，我就会得到别人嘅尊重啦。
Or I can have my own self-respect.
或者我可以去自己真系尊重自己。
I help people, but I don't help them for their sake. A spiritually sighted person would say, I help them. My help is good, is even tainted. I help them for my sake.
一个有属灵视力嘅人，佢会话：我帮人只不过唔系为咗要真系帮佢哋，而系为咗自己。
I haven't obeyed God for his sake. I've obeyed God for my benefit.
他说我信服神不是为了神的缘故，而是为了自己的益处。
See, only a Christian who has spiritual sight will ever talk like that.
只有一个有属灵眼光的基督徒才可以这样讲嘢。
Only a true Christian can see that.
只有一个真正的基督徒才可以这样看到。
Can you tell the difference?In concerning spiritual sight between Christians and non-Christians?
你睇唔睇到一个基督徒同埋非基督徒有冇呢个属灵嘅视力嗰个分别呢？
Again, non-Christians might admit wrong, like, you know, occasionally we lie, we cheat, or we do some other discrete, unconnected individual wrongdoing.
有非基督徒佢可能会承认佢讲个大话，呃个人，或者系做一啲唔好嘅嘢。
But the converted Christian, the Christian with a new heart, would go further in depth concerning their sin.
但一个新嘅心嘅基督徒，佢会去得更加远，去讲到佢嘅罪几咁深。
They would be like the Apostle Paul, who said, "I am the chief of sinners."
就好似保罗所讲，佢系罪魁啊罪人嘅首。
That would mean at the core.Of their being, they're self-centered, self-absorbed in their living.
他会承认他的心是自我中心，他为了自己去活。
Non-Christians don't have that spiritual sight to admit that.
非基督徒并没有这个属灵的视力可以去承认这件事。
Only with the God-given spiritual sight do you see the depth of your sin.
只有神俾你嘅属灵嘅视野，先至可以睇到你嘅罪几咁深。
You see, sin is not just this or that bad thing. It's a whole attitude of the core of your being.
罪并唔系话一啲呢样唔好嗰样唔好嘅嘢，而系你整个人你嘅心系嘅态度。
John Newton wrote that famous hymn, Amazing Grace.
这个奇异恩典的作者约翰牛顿这样写。
John Newton also wrote pastoral letters that have been preserved and published in books.
他都写过很多的书信，也都是被流传下来，是出版成书。
And he says in one of the letters, he says, without spiritual sight, you only regret sin when you get into trouble.
他在有一个地方他说，如果你没有这个属灵的视力的时候，你只会是因为罪使到你是有麻烦的时候，你才会是觉得是内疚。
You do wrong things, but you only get really upset that you do wrong things when it messes you up.
你做一些不好的事，你只会当这些不好的事去令到你的生活是有麻烦的时候，你才会觉得不开心。
And Newton continues and says, that's the reason why when you repent and you think I've got to change, and as soon as you get better, you go back to your old sinful ways.
所以就是说当你是悔改，你想我要去改变了。
That's so because
当个情况变回好的时候，你就会走回去你以前犯罪的地方。
That's so because your only real motive is to have a happy life.
因为你的动机只不过想有一个开心的生活。
But as John Newton says, only with spiritual sight do you start to regret sin because it grieves God.
就像约翰牛顿所讲的，就是说你只有有属灵的视力，你才会真正是悔罪，因为这件事会使到神去伤心。
It brings dishonor to the one who is giving you his all.
你将羞辱去带给神，但神这个神呢是将一切的东西都给你。
And that's the reason why people without spiritual sight really can't change their behavior.
所以没有属灵视的人，他们不能够真的去改变他们的行为。
Or if they have an apparent change, it's only on the surface, and it's only for a brief time.
就算他们有改变，都只是一个表面上的改变，还有只是一个很短的时间。
That's why you need spiritual sight, because then you know who you really are.
所以你需要有属灵的视力，你这样才看到你是哪一个。
You're not only blind to the depth of sin, but you're blind to the beauty of grace, and blind to blindness itself.
你不单止对你的罪有多深是看不到，是吧？而是你对恩典多么美丽，还有你的视力，你是眼瞎这件事，你都看不到。
Now, we don't have time today to go over those other two items, but we'll try to tackle them next time. But let me point you to the remedy. What's the remedy to the dilemma of spiritual blindness?
咁刚才提嗰两样嘢咧，我哋要留翻下次先可以再讲。但喺呢度，我想讲一讲，就系话对于属灵嘅瞎眼，我哋有啲咩解决嘅办法咧？
Well, as you see on slide 8, the delusion of self-sufficiency.Is at the heart of spiritual blindness.
属灵的瞎眼的中心就是说我们自以为能够自足。
We say to ourselves, oh, I know best. I know how to do life. I don't need God. My perspective is the right one.
我对我们自己讲话，我知道得最清楚，我知道怎样才是最好，我的看法才是正确的。
If you see that pattern in your life,That's the heart of spiritual blindness.
如果你生命上面睇到系咁样嘅嘢嘅时候，就代表咗你嘅心系属灵嘅瞎眼。
And you know what destroys that illusion? I hate to say it, suffering.
有啲乜嘢可以去摧毁咗呢种嘅错误嘅睇法咧？就系苦难。
And as you see on slide 9, in general, suffering is one of the ways out.A spiritual blindness.
所以一般来说，苦难就使到人可以离开这个属灵的瞎眼。
Your ability to see God that he's there and he's actually holding you up, even when your prayers don't appear to be answered.
你睇到神好似唔回答你嘅祷告，但系其实佢喺嗰度系捉住你。
That's one of the marks of having spiritual sight.
呢个就系一个其中你有呢个属灵嘅视力嘅一个象征。
You know, in the narrative in 2 Kings 6, Elisha and his servant are in grave danger.
在《列王记下》六章的故事，以利沙和他的仆人在一个危难的当中。
Right? The Syrian soldiers are there. They've come, they've surrounded Elisha, and they want to stop Elisha's foresight in knowing what the king of Aram is doing.
这个亚兰的军队在当中去包围着以利沙，想去阻止以利沙预先知道亚兰王的计划是什么。
And fear is ready to overcome Elisha's servant.
以利沙的仆人呢已经很惊慌了。
And Elisha's servant thinks there's no hope for him to survive this terror that's right before his very eyes.
以利沙的仆人呢以为在这个这么大的危机里面他地冇生存嘅机会。
And so what does the text in 2 Kings 6 say was one of the ways out of spiritual blindness?
咁呢个列王记下六章嘅故事俾我哋睇到点样可以脱离呢个属灵嘅黑暗呢？
Well, we mentioned one already, that's suffering, right? That's one way of getting our attention.
其中嘅方法就係苦难去得到我哋嗰个专注力。
Because suffering makes us desperate for help.
因为这个苦难去催使我们去寻求帮助，我们很渴望得到帮助。
But what do non-believers, even non-believers do, right? When you're in an airplane and it's going down, right? You're going to crash. What do they do?
咁当这个非基督徒在这个飞机上面要就来撞机的时候，他们做什么呢？
Well, more often than not, they pray, right?
很多时就他们都会祈祷。
And as you'll see in verse slide 10, Elisha's servant came to see spiritual reality through intercession.
以利沙的仆人藉着这个祈祷去看到属灵的真实。
When he saw the Syrian army, he thought that he had seen all there was to see, right? He was afraid.
当这个仆人看到亚兰王的军队的时候，他以为就看到了所有的东西，因为他很害怕。
As 2 Kings 6 tells us, the servant couldn't see the other half of the reality.
这个仆人看不到另一属灵真实的另一边。
And so Elisha prays that God would change his servant's perception.
所以以利沙去为这个仆人去祈祷，希望神去改变他那个视力。
As you'll see right there before you on verse 17, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. And God answered the prophet's prayer. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
咁以利沙祷告话：耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
What did he see? He saw the army of the Lord of hosts, his angels.
佢睇到乜嘢咧？佢睇到神嘅军队，神嘅天使。
And that.Army of angels of the Lord's must have been stationed on the same hill that Elisha was standing on, because that word hill in Hebrew is singular.
咁喺呢个经文里边，希伯来文呢个山系一个单数嘅山。咁呢个山就系以利沙佢嘅仆人同埋呢啲天使所在同一个地方。
In other words, those horses and chariots of the Lord.We're on the very hill of Dotham, standing guard between the prophet and the enemy.
换句话讲，就系话呢啲嘅火车火马，神嘅军兵就系企喺以利沙同埋 亚兰王军队嘅中间去阻隔佢哋。
Prayer enables you, the believer, to see things as they really are.
祈祷帮助我哋相信嘅人去睇到呢个属灵嘅真实嘅状况系点样。
Because the Lord of hosts, his angels were there already. They were there.
因为神嘅天使已经喺嗰度。
And in order for the servant to see them in the way that Elisha could see them, his eyes had to be opened by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个仆人怎样可以看到以利沙所看到的呢？就是要被神的圣灵去真的开他的眼睛。
At the moment, a believer falls on their knees and starts to pray fervently before the Lord. That person enters into the heavenly courts of the triune God.
当这个信徒真真正正的去到神的面前去祈祷，去向神祈祷的时候，他就真正和神这个三位一体的真神的里面。
And anyone who wants to pull back that earthly veil and catch a glimpse of spiritual reality must pray like Elisha.
哪一个想可以拉开，想拉开这个幔子看到这个天堂的
Are you doing that during this difficult time that we're in?
你在我们现在困难的时候，你是不是这样做呢？
Are you praying, O Lord, open my eyes that I may see?
你是不是向神祈祷，叫神开我们的眼睛，使我们能够看见呢？
When you are doubting God, when you are desperate and wondering where is God, are you on your knees and saying, O Lord, open my eyes?
当你去怀疑神，你要想紧神在哪一度的时候，你是不是跪低向神去祈祷，叫神去开你的眼睛呢？
The answer is right before you in the text. That's how you wage war and win war, spiritual war. That's how you win it.
这个经文给我们看到，就是说我们只有这样才可以在属灵的征战上面去胜利。
And God sends his angels when his people pray. And when he does, apparent defeat turns into certain victory.
当我们向神祈祷的时候，神就差派他的天使。纵使是好像是我们是失败的时候，神都将这件事变成是胜利。
Now there's much more in the text concerning spiritual awareness, but we can't get to that today, and we'll get to that next time.
下次我们会继续讲到很多关于属灵醒觉的问题。
But let me remind you of this. What happened centuries later, right, when Jesus came? What happened?
在几百年之后耶稣来到，什么事发生呢？
When he came to this earth, everyone missed who he really was.
当他来到这个世界的时候，大家都不知道他是哪一个。
Everyone was blinded.They were seeking the wrong kind of leader, right?
他们找一个错误的领袖。
Right, the Jews and the Romans, what were they looking for? A conquering warrior who'd get rid of all their enemies.
犹太人和罗马人都去找一个好像一个大能的战士，可以去打败他们的敌人。
When Jesus came, what were the Greeks looking for?A brilliant philosopher king who would educate everyone.
当时的希腊人去找什么呢？就是找一个很聪明的聪明的人，可以去教导他们所有的哲学的东西。
But when Jesus shows up, the real Messiah shows up, what did he do?
但是当真正的弥赛亚来到的时候，他做什么呢？
He would serve the poor.He would wash people's feet, and he would die as a substitute for sinners.
他会服侍穷人，去为人去洗脚，他为到罪人系死。
And everyone missed who he really was.
但所有人都睇唔到佢究竟系边一个。
And like Elisha, what did Jesus do? He took his enemies into the heart of the capital city, to the very throne room of God's justice.
就好像以利沙一样，耶稣将他所有的敌人去带到神的宝座，审判宝座面前。
But instead of judgment, he gives them his grace.
但他并没有去审判他们，他给恩典他们。
As Jesus, he could have called down legions of angels at that time to bring judgment on those who were killing him.
当时他可以呼召天上的天君来到，去将审判带给他的敌人，当这个敌人他要杀他的时候。
Instead, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
耶稣向神祈祷，他说父神要饶恕他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
He stays on the cross.
He 耶稣基督留在十架上面。
He atones, pays your sin penalty.
直至这件事成就，他为到罪人去付上罪的代价。
And his sacrifice is sufficient because he lived the life you ought and won't live, perfect obedience to the Lord.
他的牺牲是足够的，因为他过着一个完全的生活，是你我都要过的。
And he makes us right with God.
他让我们同神可以重新有关系。
Right, the world calls that the foolishness of God. It confounds the wise.
这个世界说，这个是神的愚拙，但是可以战胜这个聪明。
But Christians know it as the ultimate victory, right? It turned Jesus' enemies, like us,
into... 但我们知道这个是最终的胜利。
It turns his enemies into his friends.
他将耶稣基督的敌人变成他的朋友。
Father, we thank you for your word and this rich narrative in 2 Kings 6.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，感谢这个列王记下六章的这个故事。
O Lord, open our eyes that we will see.
天父，打开我们的眼睛，让我们看得到。
There's a lot of suffering, a lot of hurt going on right now during this time.
在这个时间有很多的伤痛，有很多的苦难。
May we see, O Lord, your host of angels defending us.
让我们看到 你的天使是围绕着我们，保护我们。
May we see that your victory is sure because Jesus accomplished that on the cross.
让我们看到你的胜利是肯定的，因为耶稣基督在十字架上面已经成就了。
That in him we are truly overcomers.
在他里面我们真的胜过世界。
Because Jesus conquered sin, death, and hell for us.
因为耶稣基督为我们已经战胜罪、死亡和地狱。
May we rest in him.
愿意我们在他里面去安息。
Give us that peace that we need today, that peace that surpasses understanding.
让我们在今天里面得到你给我们的平安。
So that we might live truly for you.
让我们真正的为你而活。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
耶稣基督的名义靠，阿门。